What do you think of when you hear the word Google? If you had asked me in, say, 1997, I would have told you that Google is a mathematical unit. It's a 1 followed by 100 zeros. American mathematician Edward Kasner invented the term Google way back in 1938. When he asked his nephew for a term to explain a really large number, he came up with the word Google, and Kasner stuck with it. Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the founders of the company Google, used that term for their company to reflect the immense amount of information available on the web and that their search engine could make more useful to all of us. To most people, Google is a premier internet search engine and maybe a free email account. But the Google technology can be ported to business for in-house use and collaboration. Our guest today explains some of the business applications of Google technology. I just wish I knew more about the company Google and their stock options back then than the mathematical unit. Oh well. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. We're speaking with Kevin Goff, Senior Product and Marketing Manager with Google. All right, Kevin, we're here at the Renaissance Cleveland Hotel this morning, and you had a big crowd. What was the attraction?
Great. So what we were doing is a Google Business Seminar designed for IT and business folks to tell them about what Google's doing from an IT perspective for business and organizations.
Now, to a lot of our readers, Google is the search engine. You type in google.com, you go and search and find things, or maybe they're familiar with Gmail or some of the other Google applications. But what does Google mean to the enterprise?
Well, what we've realized is that consumers and business people really are the same people. They don't change their wants or needs or desires when they walk into work. So a lot of the same technology that we've developed for consumers to use in their personal lives is applicable in a business context.
So is there some kind of technologies that a business would license or purchase from Google to make their lives easier?
Yes, there definitely are. We have three different kind of core types of technology. We have search technology for intranet search, so search within your company of internal documents. We have collaboration technology, which is a brand new technology called Google Apps, which includes email, instant messaging, calendaring, web page creation tools that really enable your organization to collaborate more effectively together, no matter where they are. And then we have a third set of technology called our visualization technology, which are Google Maps for business, Google Earth, and something called SketchUp, which is a design tool designed for businesses to visualize their organization's information.
Now, people are used to going and using web products and web services mostly for free. They go and they type something in, they get a result. When you bring it into the enterprise and the business where it's customized and special and localized for that enterprise, there's got to be some associated cost with that.
Sure. Well, we actually have designed, for example, versions of Google Apps that are both for free and for pay options. So we don't necessarily say that every single business technology has to cost, but we do offer options such as increased support, increased storage capabilities, integration capabilities that we do charge for.
When we talk to some of the business owners, especially small business owners who are looking at maybe a costly upgrade to the new version of Microsoft Office or something, and they see there's some attraction in some of either the open source products or the Google Office type applications, one of the concerns is, what if my connection goes down or I don't have it sitting on my desk? And there's some concerns there. How do you respond to that?
Sure, that's a great question. Well, we see that most users live in a hyper-connected world these days, and that doesn't necessarily have to mean your PC is connected to the internet. You can access these applications via your mobile phone, your BlackBerry. You can access it through a computer kiosk when you're traveling for vacation. So it's not necessarily that you're tied to your desk. And users aren't working that way anymore. They're traveling around. They're working remotely. They're working temporarily. From a replacement perspective, really we aren't looking for these applications to replace Microsoft products necessarily. We think that these can be used in conjunction with Microsoft products. The real killer application and the killer feature is the shareability of information. So you can create content in Microsoft Word or in HTML or in TextPad, but then you can upload that content to our system Google Docs and spreadsheets or Gmail, and then share that content. And that's consistent with how users are working today. You have projects groups that form very quickly and disband just as quickly. So they need an easy way to collaborate on a project for a short amount of time usually. And then you need to have an artifact that is maintained and persists that's easily accessible. And the easiest way to access information is via search, because everyone understands how to search.
Yeah, that leads into the next question. We've got so much stuff now. There's so much data. Hard drives are huge, and we're filling them, and not just with MP3s and movies, but a lot of our important data that we want to be able to search, and it's pretty much worthless if you can't find that information. Is there some kind of rule of thumb on the amount of, you know, is it a terabyte, or how many gigabytes of storage you might have in a company to manage before you would go to some like a Google appliance?
Well, we really see organizations of every size needing search within their organization. We have appliances that cost under $2,000 called the Google Mini, designed for even the smallest businesses. Because even small businesses have workers that come and leave their organization, so temporary workers or someone goes out on leave, you need to have access to their content. You need to be able to leverage your company's intellectual property. And as you mentioned, with the easy publishing mechanisms, blogs, wikis, easy web publishing tools, the amount of information within an organization and the different types of information is really exploding.
And just for in layman's terms, what would the Google Mini look like? Is that a software application? Is it a device that sits between a router and a server? Or what is that?
Sure. So the Google Mini and our Google Search Appliance line of internal search products are actual hardware and software. They're an appliance model. So they have everything from the OS to the actual search software to the hardware that sits on contained within one box. And that makes it very easy to deploy and very easy to administer, because our goal is to make the administrator experience as easy as the user experience.
If I'm a business or an enterprise and I'm looking to get more information on some of these Google applications, where should I go?
Sure, there are two URLs that are relevant. One is www.google.com/enterprise, and that gives you an overview of all of our technologies, search, collaboration, and visualization technologies. And then specifically for Google Apps, which is our new email, instant messaging, calendaring, and docs and spreadsheets program, you have a very easy URL. It's www.google.com/A.
Can't get easier than that. All right, we've been speaking with Kevin Goff, the Senior Product and Marketing Manager with Google. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.